You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Hi, boys. She puts two Z's on there, so I'll give her
Thanks, Katie.
Two Z's. I need to know if there really is a code when it comes to dating someone your sibling used to date. You want to hear this story?
Yeah.
My sister dated a guy for about 3 months, but they broke up over the holidays. We all sort of had the same circle of friends, and I ran into him at a party 2 weeks ago. It was good to see him again, and we hugged and spent about an hour talking. And when the night was over, he gave me another hug and said, we should really stay in touch, maybe do something together sometime.
Oh.
Katie says, and I really want to. He's really a good guy, and I felt bad that it didn't work out with him and my sister, but I would totally date this guy, and I'm pretty sure he was hinting that we should go out on a date. So I need to know, is there really a code where you can't date someone your sister once dated? She writes, nothing has really happened yet, but I want to know if it's wrong to pursue this. Please help a sister out. Ha ha. No name, please. So we're going to call her Katie. She's asking about the code.
There is a code. Don't do it. Now to traffic. Done. End of conversation.
What?
No, you don't do that.
I disagree.
That's so weird and gross.
I disagree.
That's a gross level of 8.5, I think. And
no,
weird of about a 9.5.
No.
Sure it is. You don't want to be making out and stuff with somebody your sister made out with. That's so awkward. And gross.
You know, there was a time back in our culture, you know, if somebody died, often they would then marry that person's brother or sister.
Well, we're not in that time.
So.
God.
Besides, here's the way I look at it. If it is her sister's ex-husband, absolutely not. If it was somebody that her sister dated for a year or two, no. She and her sister and this guy didn't even go out for 90 days. That means they barely had time to even get to know each other. Obviously, they didn't have chemistry. It didn't work out. So why in this world where people are desperate to find someone that they can connect with, we're going to rule out someone because your sister
you
stumbled
are.
Across him for 90 days?
Because there's easily a billion more people that you can dabble with and try
really?
To find. A billion.
Really? So you're going to ask all those people who are like have been single, mm-hmm. listening to our show for years and years and years, they cannot find the right one. You're going to just brush them off and say, there's a billion people.
A billion more. Keep looking. Try harder. Mm-hmm. You don't just go, oh, well, you were with my sister. No big deal. I mean, a lot can happen in that 90 days, if you know what I mean.
So what?
And that's, you don't dabble in that.
Who cares?
Each sister. You don't do that. Like, how incredibly awkward.
Care. If her sister ditched this guy, why would her sister care?
Well, then she ditched him for a reason, and she doesn't want him around, and all of a sudden, hey, I'm back. Now holidays are weird. Not only does she not want this guy around because she ditched him, they've also dabbled together.
I'm sorry, holidays might be better.
Doubt
now that
it.
She meets a guy that she really likes.
Doubt it. Everything's going to be weird now. This is going to end the friendship between the sisters. Yep.
Here's our phone number. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649.
I'm all fired up.
1649.
I get into invested with these things sometimes.
Do you? I take
this home with me. Like, I take this stuff home with me. This one's going to stick with me for a couple days.
Jeremy says, absolutely, there's a code.
No, 100%.
The person is off limits.
No.
And I'm like, happiness is hard to find. If you find it with someone that your sister went out with for, what would that be? 90 days. That's it.
So be it.
Probably
huh?
less than that. I say
Dom's
go
Dom's like,
for
let's
it.
Make it weird within the family.
Weird.
That's
She'll
what you're saying.
It.
Let's make
it's
it weird.
It's not like an ex-husband that she was with for years. It was some dalliance of hers.
It's an ex, though. Ex is still in the title.
Whatever.
Weird.
Here's an evil Heather on the line. Hello, Heather. Welcome.
Hello.
What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I was so excited to call in and be driving into work so that I could call. I have three sisters, and my answer is enter every cuss word, no.
Good for you.
Did this happen within the three of you, or do you have experience?
You know, there has been men that have wanted to, and I always think, no, I don't want to share. There's no sharing. No.
I instantly jumped to this guy seems like a bit of a creeper, and this is just like a thing he can do to brag to his buddies that, hey, I've been with both the sisters. It's a creepy guy thing.
What a horrible stretch is that?
I know, guys. It's
just
a creepy guy thing.
You know yourself because you would do it, maybe.
So would you.
I would not project that onto every guy.
You're king creepy.
I mean, Dom, I totally get your point. And yeah, you know, you don't know, you know, maybe you met the sister first and really you wanted to be with the other sister. But I don't know. I don't want to share.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, your vote is valid. We got it written down, and I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks
you
for calling.
Too. Thank you.
Bye.
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 You know, happiness is so rare, so hard to find, but I'm sorry. We're going to stop everything because of a few weeks that a sister went out and had coffee with a guy. No, you need to be miserable the rest of your life.
No, Dom, you have at least a billion other chances to be happy.
Uh-huh. Why are there so many single people then?
They're all too picky. They're all too picky.
Like you? Too picky that you can't date someone that your sister has already dated?
I would not do that.
Is it Luciana?
Ooh.
Luciana.
That's a pretty name. I would date you.
I'm going to believe anything you say. So what's your vote?
Hi, boys. Thank you. You make my morning so enjoyable.
Thank you.
So the story, it's kind of funny, but thank goodness I don't have sisters, so I don't need to share, but my brothers did share. So my brother dated this girl for a couple weeks, and actually over a month, and a couple years later, my youngest brother ended up dating, and actually it's his wife today. They have kids and everything.
So
then I
want
to ask you something.
Oh, here we go.
One of Jeremy's points is that holidays will be horrible and it'll ruin everything. So let me ask you, are holidays horrible when those two come around?
No, actually, she's adorable. We love her. But the backstage is my dad always makes fun of her. Whoa, somebody using the dirty cup someone else already drink on it.
You made
gosh, I like your dad.
You made
See, your
my
dad's on my side.
my brothers, they are okay with each other, but my dad.
Yeah. But your dad knows better.
Oh,
yeah.
So what? Your dad is just jealous because he didn't.
Dad said, it should never happen, boys.
For a second, I thought you were going to say that your dad was with her, too.
That's what I was wondering if that's where we were going. Luciana, we got to run. Thank you for a great call.
Thank you.
We love
you. That is funny.
That kind of made my whole morning right there. Here comes Lonnie. Lonnie, good morning. Welcome.
Hey. Okay, so I personally think that she should talk to her sister about it. I think that she should be like, hey, you know that y'all dated, but it was only for a couple of months. And, you know, I saw him the other day or whatever, and I'm really interested. And I think he is, too. What do you think? And kind of do it that way.
Look at you being all mature.
But that's too mature for us, Lonnie. We just want to know if you're not talking to the sister.
We want to know if there's
do it or not.
A fist fight involved.
I don't know. I mean, because I think that the sisters, I mean, I have a sister, and like, well, it kind of happened to me a long time ago, but it was with my best friend, which is kind of like my sister. I mean, we're still best friends till now. And actually, she's coming to visit me.
So everything was okay.
Well, yeah, but she dated him in, like, seventh grade.
That doesn't count.
But they dated for a while.
That doesn't count.
And then after, like, in our 20s, it was in our...
Lonnie, we got to cut to the chase. Fine. I need either it's yes, it's okay, or no, it's not okay.
Only if she talks to her sister.
No!
That doesn't work like this! Yes or
Lonnie,
no? Yes or
run.
No?
I'm going to put down a half point for each side.
He's throwing it all off.
So it's 1.5 to 1.5.
Only if it was in seventh grade.
We're not going to go with the, you know, the whole, who was it, Solomon, who was going to, like, chop the baby in half. Isn't that the biblical story,
Jeremy? This just escalated into something
Certainly
completely
did,
different.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to...
What are we doing now?
Welcome to Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with your boys, Michael. What's the answer here?
My Definite answer is a yes, but I agree with the last caller. I think you have to ask sister. I mean, a little can happen in 90 days or whatever it was, but a lot can happen. So maybe something really bad went wrong, and hey, maybe he's actually like not a great guy, and she doesn't.
You do need a little backstory about this guy, don't you?
Can we also say it's possible that the sister is not a great person either?
Could be.
That's true, too.
We need to know who left who. Did the sister actually break up with him?
Yeah, we don't have that.
We don't have that. Like, who broke up with who would help?
Michael, thank you for your vote. We appreciate it. Angela, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. So the question is there a code? The answer is there a code is yes, and the code is no onto traffic.
All right, we'll go to traffic.
I like you.
Everybody wants us to go to traffic. My God. Angela, you made my day. Have a great day.
Thank you for holding for so long for that. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Zinger.
The problem is it's 2.5 to 2.5.
Oh.
We did 5 calls, says it all. Lonnie screwed it up by doing a half vote.
Come on, Lonnie.
Is she still on the line?
I think she is. Put her back on.
She can't possibly.
Lonnie, are you still on here?
Lonnie, are you still holding?
I am.
What are you doing?
Why are you just sitting there?
Do you have things to do with your life?
She's waiting for that traffic report.
Okay, listen, we're not going to allow you to do a half point. It ruined everything. 2.5 to 2.5. So is it okay or is it not okay?
Come on.
Oh, God, come on.
Come on.
This is it.
Lonnie.
Yes, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Oh, no. Put her back on hold.
Hooray. Oh. Love is in the air. Love is in bloom. And the sister can go suck eggs.
Whoa. All right, there. It's done. It's settled then. So be it.
Hey, we said 5 calls says it all. 3 votes said go for it. 2 votes were puckered like Jeremy and said no.
We wash our hands of this now.
Yeah, we're done.
Done.
Okay. Oh, but we need a follow-up.
Katie, date away.
Hold on. Let me make a note. Need follow-up. We will reach back out to Katie. How much time do you want to give it before we reach back out?
Well, a week. We got to know what's going on.
Oh, you won't know anything in a week. She's got to go out with a guy a little bit.
All right. Fine.
I'm going to say we need a follow-up in 6 weeks.
That's too long.
No, that's perfect.
Get Lonnie back on the line.
Okay.
All right, let me turn her on. How long for a follow-up?
Lonnie, how long should we wait until we follow up?
3 months.
3 months.
Okay, hold on.
All right. All right, 3 months.
I'm going to leave her on hold. And when we do a trending report in about 15 minutes, we're going to see if she's still there.
It's so good. I have a feeling she will be.